This is Tales from a Campfire. I'm your host, Tommy, and tonight's tale is called Tin Holes. In a small village, there was a problem. Animals had started dying off, one by one. In the mornings, their owners would come outside seeing them dead with tin holes in their chest. Of course, they thought it was just the work of the delinquents the next town over. Then one night, a man was closing up his shop. It was very late, and he was anxious to get home to his wife and kids. He shut off all the lights, and then closed the door and locked it. As he turned to go to his car, he saw a dark ship in the distance. He stood there trying to make out what it was. As he got closer, he turned to leave. It was the last thing he would ever do. The next day, the villagers found him dead with tin holes in his chest. Now this made the town quite worried. They were scared and more people getting killed, so one night, two brave brothers went to get rid of the problem. They each took machetes and walkie-talkies. They said goodbye to their father and kissed their elderly grandmother on the way out. They decided to split up. One would go to the site of the murder and the other would wander the streets. If one was attacked, they could use the walkie-talkies to contact each other. So, they set off, keeping a close eye on the shadows. All seemed to be calm, and it seemed like they would get home safely. Then one heard a rustling in the brush. She tried calling out to her brother, but it was too late. The figure leapt out of the bushes and tackled him, gouging its chest with his mouth. Luckily, the other brother heard the commotion and rushed to help him. He leaped through the air and cut off the creature's right hand. The creature screamed out and ran. He took his brother to the village doctor and they bandaged him up and sent him home. The doctors called them heroes. Listen, they arrived home about 6 the next morning. Only the grandmother was up, so they said goodnight and went to bed. Neither of them noticed she was missing her hand. This has been another tale from a campfire. Thank you for listening. Good night.